I had an argument with Monk Ingeborg this morning. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. I had an argument with Monk Ingeborg this morning. We have a friend in Switzerland who has visited on campus for quite a long time, and then she's been in Switzerland for quite a long time again. And she called this morning and said that she's writing a book. And it's a 400-page book. It's her autobiography. And tell all about all of the exciting things that she did in life and all the exciting people that she met and all the wonderful activities that she met and how wonderful life is. And her verlag or her publisher is eager to get the book going. And so she wants to ask me a few last questions to bring the book up to date as to what happened when she was visiting with us 30 years ago. Well, that's Honoree Stalder. She is the most amazing girl. And Ingeborg heard me talking about her, and Ingeborg was saying, oh, it would be wonderful if other people would write books. You know, now, then she started to name people who might write books, and she thought, oh, wouldn't that be wonderful? I said, Ingeborg. I shouted at her. And, of course, I always get their attention when I shout at them. And I said, Ingeborg, do you know what you're doing? You're sticking your nose in other people's business. Whether they write books or not is unimportant. But what you're trying to say is you should write a book. You should write a book about your life. Nobody in their entire lifetime ever had experiences like you did. You went through the Second World War in several countries. You had a mother who was a postmistress, and you learned all about postmistressing, and you just thought that that was the most super thing in the world. You learned all about activities and working for the Japanese shipping lines. And you made such an impression on the staff of the Japanese shipping line. What was the name of the line?
K-Line.
K-Line. And it was such a great impression that even now, some 35 years later or better, they're still contacting you and saying how much you meant to them and how much you mean in their life. Now, what were you doing with them? Were you teaching them how to raise their families? Were you teaching them how to have values? Were you teaching them what things were important to you? Well, maybe that would make quite an interesting book. But before you can ever write a book, you have to believe that you lived an interesting life, that you are a worthwhile person, that you are a worthy person of writing down what you're going to write. Well, now, intuitively or inside each one of us, we believe we've lived a good life. We believe we've done things that nobody else has done, and we have. And if we would ever just start writing down, as Anna Maria was saying this morning, bright and early, as she called from Switzerland, she says, I'm a good writer. She says, I like to write. She says, I'm writing my autobiography. I'm 400 pages now. And she says, I'm just having a lot of fun. And she says, I have had an exciting life. And there's a lot of things, but I live in the first person, present tense, positive, and I write in the now, and I'm being myself and having fun. And I say, Anna Maria, that's wonderful. You're fantastic. You know, you're living the things that we have taught all these years. And you may come into our world, and then you may disappear, and you may come into our world, and you may disappear. And it doesn't matter. Because we're just here. And if you're in our world, we love you. And if you're not in our world, we still love you. We have no idea what you're doing, but we know it's good. Because that's all that anyone who associates with us is able to do. Good stuff. So, Ingeborg was so ready to list a number of people and how they should write books and how they should write more books and how they should do all these things. And they say, Ingeborg, don't do this. Do about yourself. Now, Ingeborg, I said, when are we going to have your first book? You're going to go to your room now and you're going to write the first chapter? Or are you going to write the outline? She said, maybe the outline, but get busy on it. Because before you know it, you're going to start living your second childhood. And when you start living your second childhood, you're going to have a second life. And a third life and a fourth life, you know. And pretty soon you're going to have to write all these lives down. And if you don't get busy now, you'll be very busy ever. Or you may decide never to write it. You may decide that my having lived this life is enough. And I don't have to write it down. I don't have to tell the world what I've done because I like me. And I think I'm just... And so does everybody else. Now, Anna Maria, she may have our interview the 1st of October, and after the interview, she may say to herself, oh, heck, I want to get out and start living life and not start writing about it and doing it. I want to really get out and do it. And she may just set the book aside and never publish it. Or she may have 6 or 8 books back there that were just waiting to be kicked out of the nest and be published. And she gets going and doing them. Now, can she write anything bad? Can she write anything good? No. She writes what she writes. She writes what she is. Could you write anything good or bad? No. You don't know how to write good stuff. You don't know how to write bad stuff. You only know how to write stuff that's you. Now, who judges whether it's good or bad? Now, the people who judge whether it's good or bad are the people who don't feel that you've done a good job or they felt you've done a very good job. Now, how are they going to know? Who is the only one who can know if you've done a good job? That's yourself. And would you ever judge yourself? Did you ever think that you did some things in your life you're not proud of? Not really. You've done some things that you might have done a little differently with the knowledge you have now, or the understanding you have now, but everything you did anywhere along the line, we did because we wanted to do it, because it was who we were at that time. And that's the way we should be in life. Live our life so well, so completely, so beautifully, that it's what we should be. Now, we get in trouble a lot of times for doing things that we want to meant for good. You know, he meant it for good. The road to hell is paved with good intentions, they say, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, do you do things that you mean for good that turn out not so good sometimes? Well, it could be, but that's not your intention. If anything you ever do turns out not for good, you just say, well, I meant it for good, if that's what you meant it. Now, if you meant it for not good, and then it turned out not good, then you can be sure that you got what you meant it for. Mm-hmm. Now, if we go through life, and the time to start is right now, there's no past, and there's no future. We're just living the now. If we go through life living now and doing everything now that makes us happy, that makes us feel fulfilled and joyful, how wonderful it is. I took Rex for a swim in the pool a week or so ago, and he just enjoyed it so. He just had such a good time. Isn't that wonderful? Not really. That's living in the past. I'm going to take Rex for a swim in the pool. He will enjoy it. That's living in the future. I am so busy doing all the things that I'm doing, I haven't time to think of the past or to think of the future. I'm only living in the present. And I'm enjoying the present. I'm so busy enjoying the present. I think to myself, oh, I brought my clippers along. Okay, I'll take that clippers before I leave the house here, and I'll go out and trim 5 bushes that I had in mind. I brought the clippers because I saw 5 branches on 5 bushes that need to be trimmed off. And it only takes a couple of minutes to do it. But when I do it, then it's done. And then you know what happens? Do you know what happens? I don't even have to think about it. Ellen comes along and cleans it up. And I didn't even ask her. But isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
Isn't that wonderful? And Ellen says, oh, I'm so glad I got that clipped off. You know? And I don't realize that Ellen put the thought in my mind, you know. But I don't think it's Ellen who put the thought in my mind. I think I did it myself, and I think it's my idea. And so I go and do it with a lot of gusto. The minute I start thinking it's Ellen who put the thought in my mind, I start thinking, then how does she want it done? And how am I going to do it to please her? And how am I going to do it to make her happy? You know, and that takes all the fun out of it. That takes all the fun. We go out because we want to. You see some leaves on the lawn, and you say, oh, I'll take a second before I go back. And you go run in the garage, get the rake, rake up the leaves, and put them in the trash, and put the rake back, and then go on your way. Nobody knows that you did it or didn't do it. Nobody knows the leaves were there or weren't there, but you did. And you picked them up, and it's all done. I walk around the yard every day, several times, looking for doggy doo. And if I find it, then I pick it up and get rid of it. But the thing is, if I don't do that, it's so easy to step on it in the yard and have a mess, you know. And it's just a thoughtful little thing. I don't mean that I'm thoughtful, but it's just a little thing that is thoughtful. Well, I don't mean that I'm thoughtful. Maybe I am thoughtful. And that's kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just be thoughtful, because I didn't want to step on it. I didn't want to step on it. And so we did pick it up, and everything is in divine order.
Okay.
Ingeborg, how soon can we expect the first draft of your book? And she shakes her head no, and she says, I am
myself. I am myself and have fun.
And you are living it.
I live it.
Yeah, I am living it. I am being myself and having fun, and I'm living it. And really, if we spent 100% of our time every day being ourselves and living it, you know, wouldn't that be wonderful?
It is.
Thank you, Ellen. It is. You're so right. It is. It is. And this is what it's all about. So, Ingeborg, I will not reserve a spot in my bookcase for your book, because I've gotten rid of virtually all my bookcases. Now I just use it as storage shelves for my reading material as I go along each day with the magazines that come in or with things that come in and out. And I try to keep it empty, because if it ever gets covered up, it's liable to be a long time until I get to the bottom. And I think this is true for all of us. If we ever try to write a book, some people like writing books, that's just their thing. But if it's not your thing, then you just go and do your thing. And if your thing is living it and being yourself and having fun and enjoying life, then that's what you should do. And that's what I do, and that's what I am. And by the way, along the way I wrote 17 books, you know. But that was just something to do in an evening, or oftentimes something to do in the morning. I'd get up, write a chapter, bring it in, and read it to the group. And that was always fun.
Yeah.
That was always a fun time. So, Ingeborg, have fun. Be yourself and have fun, and know that everyone loves you, and I love you, and I love me, and I think that I'm wonderful. And I think that you're wonderful. I love you.
Love you.
I 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 love you.